This is news from Aspen Public Radio. I'm Zoe Rome. Aspen introduced the food sales tax refund in 1970. And while the reimbursement amount has increased, many citizens feel that it doesn't go far enough. Aspen resident Mike Maple says it doesn't fairly reimburse what is actually spent on groceries.
It's a food tax refund. It's not a partial food tax refund. It's not a 50% food tax refund. It's a food tax refund. To me, that means the sales tax paid on food should be refunded.
The initial idea was to collect sales taxes from visitors, which account for the majority of food purchases, and then refund residents to offset their sales tax spending. An increase to the tax was passed in 1972, which tripled the refund amount. The refund has been stagnant since 1999. Spurred on by council members Ann Mullins and Burt Myron, the amount was raised from $50 to $55 last year. The city calculates that the original refund of $7, adjusted for inflation, would be only $42 in 2019. The city uses the Consumer Price Index to get that number, but Ben Sachdeva from the finance department acknowledges the valley is a bit of an outlier.
Inflation in the valley, it doesn't always correspond to inflation nationally.
Aspen Finance Director Pete Strecker says administering the refund is difficult and time-consuming. At last estimate, the city distributes over $170,000 in food tax refunds, parsing through over 4,000 applications annually. The current rate shows that the city estimates the average resident spends about $200 a month on groceries. Maple, for his part, says his monthly grocery spending is more than double those estimates.
The city of Aspen is not doing a credible example for administration of issuing a food tax refund.
Changing the refund amount would require an ordinance either put forth by citizens or city council. Zoe Rome, Aspen Public Radio News.